Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chof Hey. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara brings Toshima. Gemara is bringing a kasha on Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Who's Rav Acher bar Yaakov? If you go back to Chof Dalet Amud Beis, immediately following the Mishnah, you see Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, "Kol mechitza she'en yechoyu lamoid beruach mitzuya ena mechitza." Any mechitza that cannot stand beruach mitzuya, in other words, your normal regular wind comes and the mechitza begins to sway, move back and forth, what's the halacha? Senishka mechitza. And then the Gemara asked a whole series of shailas already yesterday from our Mishnah and from a bunch of brises. And now we have our final shaila, final kasha that we're asking in Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Okay. Toshima, 3-4 lines from the top of Chof Hey Amid Aleph. What state on the brisa? Shabbas betel shu gavoya asoro. What this brisa is doing, it's addressing the inyan of Eruve Techumen. As we all know, everybody in Klal Yisrael, wherever they live, has a din of a tchum. If you live in a city, the tchum of the 2,000 amos begin after the city limit. What happens if you find yourself on Shabbos or Friday, you were traveling and you find yourself in the middle of a midbar, the middle of nowhere? So you only normally have your 4 amos where you find yourself. When we say find yourself at the time of Bein HaShemoshes, you have your 4 Amas, and beyond the 4 Amas, you have 2,000 in each direction. And if you want to go 4,000 in a particular direction, then you're going to have to go and put up an Erev. You forfeit your 2,000 Amas in the other direction, and you get an extension of 2,000 Amas in that direction. Fine. Anyway, this person had the fortune that when it was Erev Shabbos, he wasn't just stuck in the middle of a field nowhere, but rather he was betail. Shehu gavoya asara, who mi arba amois ad beisosai. Tail means that he was on top of a mound, like a short hill, if you will, and it was a very, very wide hill. The whole hill was only 10 tvachim tall from the ground. It could have been more, but the minimum it had to be 10 tvachim from the ground, and it was as large as from an arba amis to beisosayim. Beisosayim means 5,000 square amis. Or v'chemen neka, instead of being elevated above the ground, he found himself within a small canyon in a crevice. Nekashu omekasar was at least 10 tvachim deep. V'ubi arba amis vad beisosayim. But again, it was quite wide, from a minimum of 4 amis until a base assigned 5,000 square amas. Or he found himself in the middle of a field where they had just finished cutting a lot of the grain. V'chein kama kitzura. Baruch Hashem, there's a very, very large clearing where they had cut the kama, the standing grain. However, they didn't cut everything. V'shiboylois makifasoiso. There's still many stalks of grain which surround him in the middle of this clearance. And guess how wide it was? Same thing once again, it was from Arba Amis at Beisosai. So because of the fact that his Mokum Shvisa, where he was koine his residence on Friday night, was not just nowhere, it was within this geographic location, each time being either 10 high, 10 low, or at least they had these Shibolesin that surrounded him from all sides, which were at least 10 tefachim tall, then the halach is that Shabbos mahalach is kula. He's able to go and walk back and forth the entire distance of that tel, neka, or the field of the kama ketura. But beyond that, he gets v'chutzu alpayim am, another 2,000 amos. Okay, so that sounds fine. What's the issue? The issue is from the third case. The shiboylois makifois oisa. When you're talking about a shiboylois, you're talking about the standing stalks. If you've ever passed a grain field when it's slightly windy, then you see that they tend to sway back and forth. It's very, very nice and very picturesque. But the problem is that according to Rav Acher bar Yaakov, a mechitza that cannot withstand a ruach metzuya but keeps on swaying, what's the loch? Ein mechitzas are garnished. So, Bazoi, why do we have now the opportunity to walk back and forth this whole distance? So, according to, there are no mechitzas here. If there are no mechitzas, you only get your 4 amas. Beyond the 4 amas, you get 2,000. But you don't get me arba ad beis hasayim plus 2,000 amas, you get 4 amas plus 2,000 amas. Freikimor afagav the ka'ozel the osi, even though these shiboilis and these stalks move back and forth in the wind. Freikimor hasanami the oven lay behutsa the dafna. Freikimor says we're giving the exact same teretz that we gave yesterday on similar questions, where each time the Gemara says it's talking about a situation where they didn't let it go and sway in the wind back and forth, because in fact they went and they wove those leaves, or in this case the stalks, with hutzavadafna. Hutzavadafna means with palm leaves, like lulav leaves. All of those that you're all familiar, of course, with the inyan of akoshiku that you have on your lulav, that in there you put in your hadasim and arabois, those are made from hutza. Hutza are the leaves from a lulav or from a palm tree. So you can take those and interweave them instead of interweaving them and using them now for hadas manovis, you used it to hold these shiboylis in place. Once you put something in place, they no longer sway in the wind, so therefore it's a kosher machitza after all. And we start a brand new mission of the Mishnah. Shluchay mitzvah betur menas sukkah. A person who's a shliach mitzvah. What's a case of shliach mitzvah, says Rashi? Look at the Rashi Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud, right before the wide lines. You see the Rashi, shluchay mitzvah, so Rashi, holchei bederech mitzvah, people that are traveling to do a dvar mitzvah. Kigoyin lumay Torah, he's traveling to a yeshiva, to a koil, to a bismedrish. Ulehakbu p'nei rabbi, he wants to be mekayim, the inyan of being mekabu p'nei rabbi beregel. See, he's traveling. V'listois shvuyim, or chas v'sholem, there's a great need for a tzedakah, because never some Jews have been taken into captivity by the enemies, by the goyim, and so therefore the person is busy. This sukkah is traveling from one place to the place, from one place to another place, and he does not have with him a pocket sukkah. What is he going to do? Says our Mishnah, he's pturim in a sukkah.
The meat is not so great.
Nachmul,
pigeon stream is even the meat is not so great.
Okay,
that'd be great meat.
Pinyin shvuyim continue to be one of the greatest forms of tzedakah. Okay, anyway, the point is, a person is a shliach mitzvah, he's part of an asukah, and Toisis on the side, the second Toisis asks, I don't understand. Presumably he's traveling during the day and he's resting at night, so why shouldn't he eat in the sukkah at night? I mean, if a person's wearing tzitzis the whole day, that doesn't mean he's potter from a sukkah. I mean, if it stares him. So Toisis says, Taka, at the end, it must be talking about a situation where if you are mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, you're going to be mevatel from the other mitzvah. You see, the second Toisis, look at the last three lines. He could be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. He would have to travel an extra mile in this direction, that direction, and as a result, he would lose his train, his caravan, or whatever, to be able to travel to Lilma Toyra, Haklanei Rabbi, Lift the Shvuyim. For some reason, it's impossible to mekayim both.
And as I'm
sorry, Nachum?
Could be resting.
He could be resting.
As far as
you're supposed to rest in a sukkah, you're supposed to sleep in a sukkah. The Gemara is going to tell us the famous rule of oisig lemitzvah potam in a mitzvah, but it's only if his askus causes him that he cannot be mekayim beyond the mitzvah. If you can be mekayim both simultaneously, you can wear tzitzis and wear your tefillin and learn the daf all at the same time. It doesn't share one the other, and you can do that in the sukkah and drink a coffee. Thanks to into the Tayyar Rabbi Yosef.
Putting up a sikkah it also takes time.
100%.
So if he puts up the sikkah during the day, put up a sikkah.
So you're saying that Toys Kash and Shkakash is a Chador Posh. You have wonderful people like here in the colony that would invite you one second. Kim Turai
has to come over here, but somebody's coming here.
Okay, whatever. Shliach mitzvah is put him in a sick. Next case is Choylin, person has to show him who's sick. Umisham Shay and all those people helping him out, the aides and the nurses and the doctors. We're going to learn more about that in Yet Shem tomorrow. Oichlam Neshoisin Aroi Chutzla Sukkah. The whole mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is if it's B'derach Keva, B'dagan Tzamil. If you're eating just a Nash, then you put them in the Sukkah. Again, we're going to learn more about that in Mi'at Hashem tomorrow. Zokti Mar. We started with the Mishnah that if you're Shliach Mitzvah, you put them in a Sukkah, Mino Animili. How do I know the Tanur Rabbanan? So the Gemara tells us that this is not a Sukkah Dikka Halacha. This is Kol HaTeira Kula. It's an Inyan of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, the Tanur Rabbanan, B'shitcha B'yisecha, Uvalech B'cha B'aderech, B'shach B'cha B'kimecha. You're supposed to go and learn Krishma, and you're supposed to go and learn Torah when you're in your home, when you're traveling, every time, all the time. So now it says the Gemara, B'shitcha B'yisecha, Prat Lo'isik B'mitzvah. No, but Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. What is the drasha? We don't know yet. Just said B'shitcha B'yisecha. What does that have to do with Oisik B'mitzvah? We're going to see the drasha in a moment. And if you're traveling, prat lechosin, a chosin who's getting married, he's also torud b'mitzvah. Mikan amru hakoni says a psula potter v'yas almana chayv. Now before we continue on, what's the tour for the chosin? Because the chosin is also being osek in dvar mitzvah, he's getting married. So Rashi asks the obvious kasha. So why do I have to have two limudim? I already said b'shitcha v'yisecha pratli oisik b'mitzvah. So oisik b'mitzvah includes the chosin. What do I need to add? Uvelech t'chava derech pratli chosin. So if you look at the first wide line of Rashi, uvelech t'chava derech pratli chosin v'yav agav duhu navi b'mitzvah torin. It's tricha lehu treikroy. I need both psukim. Why both psukim? The avik siv chad kim the chosin la behedjik siv b'krop. It doesn't say Fadish the word chosin in the pasuk. Have a middle potter chosin ela treireach v'oisem meleches mitzvah v'yodai oy mahalech be mitzvah lim mitzvah. In other words, he's remach evarav. He's busy with his hands, with his legs. Have a chosin shu yoishem u'batul. The chosin is just sitting in one place. Veina oisik ela tori b'machsheves be'ila v'potter chosin. Ein acharam yistak oisik be mitzvah, but it's not a physical thing that he's busy with his hands and his feet. But rather, it's his mind is Torah because he's thinking about the moment of the Be'ilah together with Kalim Mitzvah. Oh, so I might have thought the whole din of Oisim Mitzvah Patona Mitzvah is only if a physical, with his hands, with his legs, with his body, but not if it's in his mind. Tilka Mikra Yisera. That's why you have to have two separate psukim, even though we're really talking about the same thing, about being oisim mitzvah, pata minha mitzvah. But that tirud is only by psula and not by almana, as the Gemara will explain a little bit further down. Frank Gemar.
I just have an answer.
Yes, what's your answer?
Why is the lech choderech, as he talks about it, but why is the lech choderech pointed out to the Gaur against it?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But by
very good, beautiful, beautiful. Where do I see in the words? For those of you that missed that brief exchange, Rabbi Yosef Bleier, who's here with us, told us what's the reason, what's the because there's another Gemara at the beginning of Sechtes Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about Drachim at the very beginning, right? And the Gemara says that one of the reasons why it says Loshen Zachar is because Derech Ish Ba'alma, which means it's a Derech for a husband to go and search out and get his wife. So since the word Derech is Meramis and getting married, here too V'lech L'chama Derech is referring to marriage, referring to Chosid, Rabbi Yosef Yishkoyach. Beautiful pshat. Getting back to our Gemara, Zok the Gemara Mai Mashma. What's the Mashmois of the word B'shiftcha B'veisecha U'V'lech L'chama Derech Prat Li Oske B'mitzvah V'shteit L'psavor Ving Oske B'mitzvah Om Rav Huna K'derech. Since it says in the Pasuk V'lech L'chama Derech Ma Derech Rishus, typically when a person is going on the road, when he's going in the street, he's going because of not a dvar mitzvah, a dvar rishus. He's going to buy something in the store, he's going to work, he's going whatever. Of Korishus. Then the Torah says, oh, you're just going the Derech Rishus. If that's the case, don't forget to go and lay in Krishma. Uvelech t'chava derech. Lafuke hai comes to exclude our case to mitzvah osuk, since he's not derech rishus, he's going derech mitzvah, he is therefore exempt from having to go and lane krishma. Freitimara, you're just saying because the word derech sounds like derech rishus. Many of us, when we're going down the street, we are rushing to shul, we're rushing to besmedish, we're rushing to learn yeshiva, we're doing the bar mitzvah, we're rushing to help somebody else, doing a chesed. Who said that the word derech means derech rishus? Derech could just as plausibly be referring to dvar mitzvah as well. Become rachmana likri. And nevertheless, the Torah says, I don't care why you're walking down the street, whether you're going for a dvar mitzvah or dvar rishus. The halacha is, you gotta learn krishma. So how do you have a tour for osig b'mitzvah potem mitzvah? Says Yimara, I'll tell you. The rayatak is not so much from the word derech, but from the fact that it says b'shivtecha uvelechtecha im kein lemekra b'sheves b'veischa uvelechas b'derech. Why does it say b'shivtecha uvelechtecha? It's got to be sheves didoch. My b'shivtecha uvelechtecha b'lechas didoch hu d'mechayvis b'sheves didoch b'lechas didoch hu d'mechayvis. It's got to be when you are sitting because for your own didoch. For your own needs, you want to sit down because you're tired, you want to go and sit down at the table, you want to walk for your own needs, but nothing to do with bar mitzvah. Hablechas the mitzvah, tiris. Only time you have a mitzvah to go, a chiv to go and say krishma, if it's balechas idach, b'sheves idach. But not if you're going doing a dvar mitzvah. Frank Timura, yichach efil koydis almana nami. When you're going to go and marry an almana, that's also going to dvar mitzvah. Why is that any less than being koydis as a psula? Says Yimar Koinis is a psula, torid. Koinis almana loy torid. When he's married a psula, then he has a big tear that he wants to make sure he does a proper be'ila to be able to pierce the psulim and consummate the marriage. If he's marrying an almana, there is no issue there of psulim, so he doesn't have that teardah. So the Gemara assumes now, there are two categories. A person who's oisik b'mitzvah is potter, and a person who has teardahs, that his mind is not there, he's not focused. If that's the case, what happens if a person has, Baruch Hashem, a lot of cargo on a ship, and the ship is going from here to there, and he's going to make a lot of money, and unfortunately he hears that there's a big storm, and Nebuchadnezzar the Svina goes and sinks Nebuchadnezzar in the water. Yeah, he's very torrid. I have to call the insurance company. Can I get the money back? And what happened? And some of my customers and blah blah blah. Nebuchadnezzar the Tirdis, or somebody that is heavily invested in the stock market and it goes down one day 1,000 points. Oi oi oi! He's going to tell me Yochanami the potter is going to be potter from the din of saying krishma because he's torrid. Maybe that's taka halacha. If you cannot focus on leading krishma, then maybe you taka potter. A person's chasa sholem ba'aveilus, he's sitting shiva, chai b'chol ha-mitzvah samburis b'toyre. Just because in oval you're not potter for mitzvahs, you gotta do chutz min ha-tfilin, except for tfilin shari nema be'en pe'er. There's a special posik in Yechezkel, which we're going to have in Mir Tashem on the Amid base, where tfilin have a special name that they are the pe'er on the person's head, and a person who's never sitting shiva, he cannot go and express and show that majesty, that glory of the tefillin. So therefore, he's part of the tefillin. But as we'll see, Mi'at Hashem only biyoyim rishon bilvad. We'll see more about that on the Amud Beis. But what do I see from this? That the Ovel, who obviously is torud, the whole week he's thinking about, oh, Nebuch, I just lost my father, mother, sister, brother, a wife, a husband, whatever it happens to be. Nevertheless, you machuiv and alamitzis. So you see that tirda is not an excuse to go and pater you from or exempt you from doing a mitzvah. Everything more hachatar tirda mitzvah, asum tar tirda the rishus. It's got to be a combination of both. Meaning, when do I say that a tirda exempts you from leining krishma or doing another dvar mitzvah? That's tafki if the tirda itself is a tirda the mitzvah. The tirda the mitzvah, for instance, a person who's going to be boil koinis es absula, because he's doing a mitzvah and he has the tirda, he wants to make sure he does the proper job, so to speak. Masha enkein, if a person's marrying an almana, although they stack a mitzvah, but there's no tirda, it's like doing any mitzvah. So therefore, if he's stack a oisik in the mitzvah, but he's bought, but just the fact that he's thinking about it, this is Mishka thinking, this is Mishka Groysizach. So therefore, it's got to be a tirda in the mitzvah. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi says over here, okay, everybody's talking about the Rashi, so I'm giving a kick to Rashi. Rashi talks about the fact, what about the oval? Doesn't he also have a tirdut de mitzvah? So Rashi says no. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, tirdut de shus. Sha'afel pi, shu'chayiv linhoik avelus, a person who's never an oval, there are certain dinim that apply to an oval. Shel ne'il. I'm sorry? So Reb Herzi Hassenfeld is explaining to Rashi that Rashi's kasha, three lines from the bottom, if he's chayiv linag avelis, is the ha mitzvah. And he has a tirda, the mitzvah. What are those minag avelis? Shel ne'ila, that he doesn't wear shoes, he wears sneakers or socks, etc. Rechitza, you can't go and take a bath. Sicha, you can't shmir. Ah, is the chayiv tirda, the mitzvah. Dr. Rashi, laharis kvay meisoy, ene chayiv liitztayr. This is tak emes. There are mitzvahs, but it doesn't say that the whole 7 days you have to go and cry the whole time. You have to say, oi, 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 and I lost, it was a sign, and that is itself that you took upon yourself, this inyan of the tzar, that you're thinking about the mess. Those are tak chiyuvim, the either chitz v'sicha, you're absolutely right. However, these mitzvahs don't involve the tirda. The tirda is self-imposed. That you're thinking about Nebuch, someone who passed away, it's not a tragedy, but that is not a tirda de mitzvah, it's tirda de shus, and that's why you're mechuyev and all of the mitzvahs.
You just said it, I don't know if you said it.
Please explain to Reb Yosef a little bit.
I don't know if you said it with a kavuna. You said it together.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you said it right. Maybe I didn't.
Okay, but anyway, you're satisfied.
I don't want to know what the answer is.
What's the answer to the question? Answer is it tirda mitzvah? Is it tirda rishus?
If the laharis kvod meisoy is for the whole reason of being annoying in the head is either lechitza lechitza is only laharis kvod meisoy, or is that the reason of neither lechitza lechitza, or is it then even if you don't want to show up kvod meisoy? Let's say you have a father that was a rush or something. You don't have to show up kvod meisoy. According to Rashi, pastors. Where I'm saying it, that maybe the Rechitza Sikha wouldn't be shy there. Mm-hmm. Or the way you said it, the Haris Kvod Meisah.
You think there should be a comma after Haris Kvod Meisah?
What you said,
okay,
it,
I accept
you
that.
Said it, you said it with a comma. You said it as a comma.
Okay, fine.
Before.
Very good.
So, I don't know if you said it with that, you didn't say it.
So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Herzi both say, Pishnaim Aydim Yukum Dubin, I see Rabbi Shlomo is also asking that we should read the Rashi a little bit differently. That even though there's a minik Avelish on the Ila Rechitza Vesicha, the Haris Kvod Meisah, comma, semicolon. You have these chiyuvim, but you don't have the mitzvah. You put it on, and you don't have to smile the whole time, but you don't have to cry the whole time. There is a mitzvah of ne'ila rechitza v'sicha, but there is no chiyuv of a person who's sitting shiva to mitzvah. Tzar that he takes upon himself is a tirda reshus. It's not a tirda the mitzvah. That takes away the inyan of the tirda the mitzvah, and that's why he's mechuyev in doing all other mitzvahs.
But that's a chayav tzar. And the chiyuv tzar has to be an emotional thing. It's your own thing.
It's
your own thing.
If you are oisik in a real mitzvah with your hands and with your feet, then you're apart from other mitzvahs. However, if the mitzvah is only in your head that you have a tirda, like the case of the chusin is not doing anything with his hands and his legs. It's 2 hours before the chasana, but the whole time he's thinking about, oh, you're right, what's the time? It has to be a tirda, the mitzvah. But the tirda is involving a mitzvah. The reason why he's sitting there, he's saying, Nebuch, I lost $1 million because the stock market crashed today or something, that doesn't pass you.
He's wearing the
sneakers and sitting. All chiyuvim to be mechatz to go and mechabed the mess, but nothing to do with the. Or Mishnah B'Kfur we'll talk about in the Yom Days to come.
We explain this. I think it makes sense more of the Talmud Chasmiyon. So venison, the fact that venison works at all,
yes,
it's something ganach.
Right.
If that's what's happening, you won't have to work at all.
Exactly. You have to learn 12 hours a day, 18 hours a day.
So, Melo, they gave me everything I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
But to worry, you didn't give you a to.
Ah, okay.
You don't have to worry about Pernosa.
Very good.
To work in Pernosa. Because what's happening now? That's a heter to work.
Good.
But Tanganem is Nishlok and heter.
You have to have Bitochen and Banishlam. Everything will go. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You can't rely on the money to expect the money to drop at your door.
Okay, we still have, a lot of ground to cover, and the rule about Zuzan for Zan Drusha, Zan Shia. Right. Five lines from the bottom. V'oisik v'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Mehocha nafka. Mehosom nafka. I agree with the principle that v'oisik mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, but we learn it from here, from v'shitcha v'isecha v'latcha v'aderech. L'choy, I learned it from a totally different parasha. The same yishtaytech in the pusik. V'hi anoshim, ashohoyu tameim l'nefesh odom. He had people that were tamei. And the pasuk continues, "V'lo yachlu lasis ha'pesach b'yoyim mahu," and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Lo manigora levilti hakrib, we won't be able to go and bring the korban pesach." And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Of course, we have a pesach shiny." Now the question is, why were they tmeim lenefesh adam? So we have a three-way machlekes. Basically, this says, "Oisem anoshim mi hoyu vezen zegevein." Who were they? They were noisei aroinoi shel Yosefai. They were the ones that were carrying the orange shel Yosef out of Mitzrayim, and now they were in the midbar, and because they held the orange, so the orange was mile on top of them, and therefore they became tamei. That's the reason why they wouldn't be able to go and celebrate the Pesach Rishon as we would normally. Divrei basically. While Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no, it was Mishol Galtzaf and Hoyu. Show you Oiskim Benod Bavim. As we know, on the first day of the Akomas Mishkan, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what happened that day? Unfortunately, Benod Bavim were taken away. Whole multiple. Many different reasons in the Gemara why they were taken away, but the mice said they were taken away by the Rabbi Shlalem, and then afterwards somebody had to go and bury them. Mishol Veltzofen were asked to go and bury them, so they became Tomei. Reb Yitzchak says both of those reasons the Chayre don't work, because in Noise Aroy Mishol Yosef Hayu Kvar Hayu Chaylem Litoyer, in Mishol Veltzofen Hayu Yechaylem Hayu Litoyer. Ela Oiskim Memeis Mitzvah Hayu Shachal Shvi Shalahem Liyois Bera Pesach. Says Reb Yitzchak, the two foregoing reasons the Chayre don't shtim in terms of the mechanics. What do you mean in terms of mechanics? As you know, for purposes of Parah Aduma, you need Hazuas Shlishi Ushvi. One was the very first Parah Aduma ever made, Rashi tells us, the second day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan is Hukama Mishkan, and then the next day they already went and they were Soyrif the Parah Aduma, and they had the Mechatas, and they started sprinkling on all those that were Tmei Mes. So since from the second day of Nisan until the 14th day of Nisan, when you have to bring the carbon, you got another 12, 13 days. So in Bazaar, you certainly have 7 days there. There's no reason why Mishol Veltzofen, who became Tomei on day one of Rish Chodesh Nisan, could already take the Mechatas and Yom Shlish and Yom Shvi. And certainly the Noisei Aroi Nishol Yosef. So Rashi machta ganze cheshbon that when did the Noisei Aroyin Shel Yosef, when did they have to carry it? They carried it back out of Mitzrayim, but they had many, many masois, as we know. But the most recent masa, says Rashi, ended on Rosh Chodesh Sivan when they came to Har Sinai. Like Rashi brings the pasuk, Rashi almost halfway down the Amid, Bayoyim Mazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. That was Bayoyim Mazeh. That was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and then it was 6 days later, 7 days later, Gantz Machloikis. Whether that was on Sunday, whether on Monday, and Torah was given on Shabbos. Everybody remembers the Masechet Shabbos, the whole Machloikis over there. Anyway, Bayoyim Mazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, and the next time that they traveled from that place was over a year, not over a year, almost a year later, Esrim B'Iyar Shal Shana Abba, 20th day of Iyar in the next year. And since in between that is Rish Chodesh Nisan, the time of the Akomas and Mishkan, right? The Torah was given on 6th or 7th day of Sivan. They had rested on Rish Chodesh Sivan. A few days later was Matan Torah. After that, we had the first Luchais, and then Moshe Benu up, and then we had the Masam at the Egel, and the second Luchais in Yom Kippur, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, we're going to make the Komas of Mishkan, and the Mishkan was now Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is now 10 months after Chanu on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So during that whole time, the Oren Shul Yosef was presumably put in a very nice place, a hall or a house, wherever, and nobody touched it, nobody got close to it. So nobody got tummy throughout those 10 months. They were not carrying it. They couldn't go and be metired themselves during the 10 months because there was no Paraduma Mechatas yet. But starting on the second day of Nisan, they did have Mechatas, so they could have gone and be metired themselves. So what was the problem? Why did we have people on Erev Pesach saying, we're tummy, we can't bring the Karm Pesach? Therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak, we're talking about people that were part and parcel of the Chevra Kedisha, people that had to go and bury Mason. Now, it's true the Gemara says that they had to be Oiskim the Mace Mitzvah, sounds like something exceptional, but Rashi says, Lav Davke Mace Mitzvah. But rather, anytime you bury any mess, it happens to be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go and be Malavis a mess and to be involved with that final chesed shalemes of the Kfuris HaMes. So therefore, those people that came Erev Pesach to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we can't because unfortunately we were busy with Chevra Kedisha the last few days, those are the people that we're talking about that they couldn't leave
Le'yachol
Asa Pesach B'Yemol.
Year two
in the sense that
they went out for the sign.
Right, correct. Zokti Mala, Oisu Mes Mitzvah, are you? Shechol Shvi, Shalom. So we're back to Rabbi Yitzchak. Second line from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean, Noisi, Aroin Shal Yosef, how you? If they were Aroin Shal Yosef, Kvar, how you? Yechoin Litor. They could have been Matayah themselves. 10 months they didn't be Oisik Batuma at all, but they couldn't be Matayah themselves because there was no Paraduma yet. But starting from Beis Nissen, there was a Paraduma. They could have been Matayah themselves for the next 12, 13 days. Himishal Beltzachon, are you Choyin Matayah Gam came to Zelbazat? Because also the Taka just became Tome. But still, from day 2 until day 14, they had plenty of time to do the Hazor Shlishi Ushvi. El Oizu Mez Mitzvah Hoyu. Shechol Shvi Sholehen Liyois Be'erev Pesach. The seventh day of after that they had buried a mess and that they had gotten the Hazor Shlishi 4 days ago, and now Shvi was on Erev Pesach itself, they could not bring the Korban Pesach, even though they would have been able to eat the Korban Pesach at night, because today was day number 7. They had the Hazor today. They went to the mikveh today. Herif Shemesh, they could have eaten. Says Rashi, this man the Yomer holds, and we had a big machloikus about this earlier, where the Shoichtim Vizorkin out to make sheretz, out to make mess, out to nish, and this man the holds, Ein Shoichtim Vizorkin out to make sheretz, out to make mess. If a person is Tamei, we don't do a shechit of him, even though tonight he'll be able to eat, but Basher Husham, at this moment, if he cannot eat because he's Tamei, forget about it, and he's going to be Nidcha LePesach Shai. As Darshan Yomar. Had you waited one more day, in other words, had Pesach not been on day 7 of his Hazor Shlishi Shvi, had been the next day, then they could have brought the Karm Pesach after all, but unfortunately they couldn't because of these circumstances. Anyway, what do I see from that whole beautiful story? What I see from that is that Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, because of the fact that they were Oisik in Nebuch Nif Torim, then they weren't able to do the Karm Pesach. Didn't they know that there's going to be a Karm Pesach? Why were they Oisik in all of these Niftarim? Because they should have said, I don't want a Karm Pesach, so holy, so we'll push off the all the levayis until after the first day of Yom Tov. So tomorrow, you'll see. Tzricha. Why do we have to have both by Shivtach v'Veisach and also in the case of Korban Pesach? Because Shivtach is Motz Man Chiyuv in the Pesach. Avul Hocha the Motz Man Kriyishma Eimaloi. When do I say Legabi Korban Pesach that a Oisik b'Mitzvah Potam in a Mitzvah? The reason is because since when you did the Oisik Mitzvah, it wasn't Pesach yet. So therefore, on Nichvais Yud Nisin or Zayin Ches Nisin, in any one of those days, it's not Karm Pesach yet, so there's no tour of Oisik b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, because I can't bring the Karm Pesach, so therefore I have to go and be Oisik Nebuch in the mess, and then after that if I won't be able to bring Karm Pesach, no, what can I do? But it's not really an Oisik b'mitzvah. It's not like the Gemara says always v'idna. It's not v'idna. V'idna is of course a gabi, if you're talking about a mitzvah bo baveda, but here we're talking about something similar. When would I say that Oisik b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah if it wasn't the same time? But it's now only the eighth day of Nisan. Pesach is going to be a week from now. What does one have to do with the other? That's why the Torah is... I'm sorry?
don't think you mean Mr. Lovey, you mean Esther Dechalosis.
Fine, Esther Dechalosis. Shkoyan could be asked Esther Dechalosis. But yeah, you understand the point. Yeah, but we didn't have that yet. This is before. These Yidden are coming to Moshe Rabbeinu and they're saying, we cannot do a Vosal Matan. But Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the antidote. But until this point, we didn't know that. So the Gemara is telling us that the Choyra, how were they able to go and do the Kfura Sames? Shouldn't they have waited until after Pesach? They know that Pesach is on the horizon, it's on the calendar. Oisig mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah. And the answer is maybe only over there because Zman Chiva the Pesach didn't come yet. But here, the Gabi Krishma, the Mata Zman Krishma, it's already Zman Krishma, I gotta go and lay in Krishma. Who says Oisig mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah? Maybe I should lay in Krishma even if I am Oisig mitzvah. It's aim alight, it's Shrikh, that's why I have the potim shizach veisach. If a person misses Krishma, it's taka bad. He's not mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Avad, abesnish kakaris. Now the husband taking kakaris, emaloi. I would think Pesach is such a gross mitzvah. It's one of the only two mitzvahs in the Torah. It's an essay sheish by kakaris. The other one, of course, is bris milah. All the other krisin are on a mitzvah loises. So I would think because of the intensity of this gross mitzvah, that's why I would say you should push aside the inyan of the mess and rather go and bring your Korban Pesach and you worry about the mess subsequently. That's why you have to both limud and both bishul to Pesach and the din of the kvuras mess legabi the din of Korban Pesach. If you want to see the your question before the Peretz was, is that an option? Can you go and push off the Levaya? If you see 5-6 lines before the middle wide lines, Rashi's Avo Pesach to be korisu, ema lo yitamu b'mes kol shiva lefnei haPesach. I would think you put all of the mesim rachmon litzlan, you put them all on ice for a whole week before Pesach, because the chametz sheish by korisu. Ataka mess is a mess, but leave it until after yom. Kamash malan. That's why the psukim tell us no. Oisik mitzvah patulis. If you're oisik and chevra kadisha and putting nevach, having to be koyve mesim, then you're part of the new from Pesach. Miat Hashem, you do Pesach sheni. Hopefully by that time there won't be any further levayas and you'll have the tahara of the mechatas.
The others.
Sorry, Nachman.
There'll be other people be able to do it.
And why didn't you have the first time other people?
Because everybody has been here. The Pesach Sheni didn't have it that time. There's no dinner Pesach Sheni at that point.
I'll be the Pesach Rishon people will do it.
I'll tell you a little secret. My wife, Baruch Hashem, has been involved for Chevra Kadisha business, unfortunately, for many, many years. She's Embech Taharis and all the rest. She got a call a week ago from Heiligestutz. You probably heard of it. Buru Park. There's a Chevra Kadisha over there, they're short of ladies. They wanted to know whether my wife would be willing to come from the west side to Buru Park to go and do Kuris and to do Taharis. I said to my wife, dear Kanayin Hora, 20,000 Jewish women in Buru Park, they have to go and slip away. Not everybody is cut out to do Chevra Kadisha work, either physically or mentally or emotionally. Halachically, whatever, etc. Anyway, so we continue on. We're up to the word Gufa, almost halfway down the Amid, and we're going to repeat now a memra from the Amid Aleph. Gufa Omrav Abba Bar Zavda Omer Rav. Avil Chai Bechol Mitzvah Zaburis Batoira, every mitzvah. Chutz Mitzvah Shin Hari Nema Be'en Pe'er. Where does it say the word Pe'er? Mid Omele Rachmon Li Yecheskel Pe'erucha Chavoish Olecha. What is this all about? So Rashi tells us a little bit of what's going on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to do the following, and this will be a nevuah of La'asad Lavoi, what's going to transpire with Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yechezkel, I'm going to take away your wife, the Rebetzin Yechezkel. Normally, of course, someone's wife passes away, Chas v'Shalom, the person has to sit shiva and all of the things that are involved. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't sit bavelis. And pe'ercha chavoy shalecha, you weird tefillin. Atu de mechayv, says Yimura, aval kuli alma b'tiri. You are mechuy, but anybody else who is in the same matzav of bavelis is parted from wearing tefillin. What is this Nevuah of Yecheskel all about? So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. First of the middle wide lines, the Rashi mid Amali Rachman Yecheskel. I'm going to take away Nebuch, your wife, the Rebbetzin of Yecheskel Anavi. Don't go and fearzach avelis after your wife. Continue to wear tefillin, not like other avel. What's the reason why? I'm going to make you for a sign. The time is going to come that unfortunately many Yidden are going to pass away and no one is going to be able to go and sit Avelis for them. What is this referring to? This is referring to at the time when many Yidden had already gone into Golus. There was still a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and then unfortunately the enemies came and they killed out all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the people in Eretz Yisrael could not go and sit Avelis because they were all dead, Nebuch, and all of their relatives out in Bavel, since everybody Ein Bayish, Ein Shames, all of the people's Mishpucha in Bavel, all of them would have had to be Avelim. Nobody could be Menachem Ovel anybody else because all of Klai Yisrael was Ba'Avelis. Bringing that up to modern times, how many people Nebuch during the Holocaust, during the Shoah, during the concentration camps, lost family members in front of their own eyes, and they couldn't sit Ba'Avelis because they had to go and run and they had to fear Nebuch for their own lives. So something similar over there by the case of Yecheskel. He said, Yecheskel, I want Klai Yisrael to get the message that there's going to be such mass service for Klai Yisrael that Nebuch, so many people are going to pass away, but nobody's going to be able to fear Ba'Avelis after them. Therefore, wear your tefillin, the oisel moises, to show Nebuch the depth of the future tragedy. You should continue wearing tefillin. Everybody else is all other avelim apartment. But that's only the first day. Because the din of aninus and avelis is only the first day. After that, of course, it's before the kvura, after the kvura. Anyway, you'll speak to your competent Orthodox rabbis. But our Gemara is telling us that the whole Ptur is only the first day, but not the rest of the Shiva of Avelis, and of course not for the rest. If Chas Shalom, a person is Ba'Avelis, he still has to go in the Sukkah. You just said a moment ago that an Ovel is Mechuyi B'chol Mitzvah Samuris Ba'Torah except for Tefillin. No, Sukkah is Chol Mitzvah Samuris Ba'Torah. Of course he's Chai. Never the person is full of tzar. He goes into the sukkah, he's crying. He goes out of the sukkah, he's crying. Oh, I remember last sukkah, I was together with my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry?
What's the case that we should have? If the mace was niftar, I'd say Erev Sukkahs.
What do I have?
Sukkah.
Uh-huh.
Sukkahs, I said, man, Sukkahs,
it's a veilus that you don't have to. Let's talk about Chol HaMoed the Mushul. So
it comes after the Yom Tov.
After Yom Tov. It's if you don't sit.
Some other person like Chol HaMoed.
Yeah.
I was in Kabbalah on the other side.
Fishtai. You think it's Yom Tov Hakstur. Yeah, yeah. Reb Shloim has asked a question.
Hello?
Yes, Robbie, you're asking a question? In London.
I'm losing some parts of the shear because of bad contact. Is there a balance in? Is there a balance on the Halamite Sukkahs or the Gantam Sukkahs? There's no balance.
Rabbi asking a beautiful question. You're mechavin to the question of my entirety. You did. Rabbi Shlomo Chaimovitz is sitting right next to me. He also said, L'chari, there's no Avelis at all during Sukkot. No problems. It's hard to hear all the way from London to here. I mean, it's a few thousand miles away. It would be difficult for you to hear.
I have a problem with today. I have a problem
with the Zoom connection. It's okay.
You are being frozen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's pretty cold over here in the country.
It seems he has this Pacific problem, not an Atlantic problem.
A Pacific problem, not Atlantic. Uh-huh. Okay. So you're trying to pacify us. Anyway, it's all of these are good questions. How do you have an Inyan of Avelis Bechlal Hagan Tzitzikis? Okay?
I'm
sorry, Nachum? Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Bleier says the focus of the Gemara is not so much on his Hanhogas Avelus as much as it says that he is Bitzar. And we've had in the Gemara before Mitzar Potam Nasukah. What's Mitzar Potam, for instance, if it's raining, if it's too hot, it's too cold, you potter. This person is a Mitzar. Maybe he should be Potam Nasukah. Kamash Malan, no Yisaka Chayev. It is the Gemara. Exactly. The tzar that we're talking about memela means the tzar that comes as a result of the commission or performance of the mitzvah. Meaning that as a result of going into the sukkah, you feel tzar, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too wet, whatever. He's just self-imposing the tzar, like we talked about on the Amud Aleph. Gabe, the person who's talking about Velus, not Sukkot time, but throughout the year. And during that time, although he has the mitzvah of Ne'ila, Mitzicha, Medrachitza, but he has no mitzvah being Mitzahir himself. So therefore, that tzar, that's self-imposed, he should be Miyashiv Das, he should say, what can I do? As with Ibish to give it, I accept a Kodesh Baruch Hu's decrees, and I'm a foot writer. Anyway, so that's the chiddush that even though he's mitzayir, he's chayav the sukkah. The Omer Baba Barzav the Omerat. Chosin, ah, Baruch Hashem, no more talking about Nesin, now we're talking about Levidik, about Tzimchus. You have a Chosin, Vash Shushbinin. Shushbinin means all of his good friends, the interferers. V'chol b'nei ha-chup, everybody's involved in the chup, all of them, Turim min ha-sukkah, kol shiva. What? The part of the sukkah kol shiva? That means a whole week of sheva brachas. What's that? My time. Shad imam mishim deboi lemechte. Because they are also oisik b'mitzvah. What is the oisik mitzvah? The word mechte, says Rashi, means l'smoyach. They have to go and mimesameach themselves, the chosin, the kala, the ganze chaver, everybody's besimcha, and therefore they're oisim b'mitzvah. So frek dimar, so what? V'lech lebesukkah, v'lech lebesukkah. Go and sit in the sukkah, and eat in the sukkah, and dance in the sukkah, and then patch, and sing in the sukkah. Well, what's the problem? It's ein simcha ela b'chuppah. It's only in the chuppah where the chus and kala are, and that's where the simcha is. So frek dimar, okay, v'lech lebesukkah. Go and first eat your ganze sida in the sukkah. And afterwards, after the meal is over, we'll have to the chuppah and then go to the chuppah and then we'll dance and then fry and then have a simcha. Ain't simcha l'mokim suda. The simcha has to be together with the suda. You can't go and divide the two up. The frank of will have the chuppah b'sukkah. So go and make the ganze chuppah in the sukkah itself. And then the mokim where the chus and kala are and the ganze shishbinin. Well, what's the issue? Says Yimor, the two possible issues. Abai Omer Mishum Yichud, V'rova Omer Mishum Tzar Chosin. What's the problem Mishum Yichud? As Yimor is going to explain in another couple of lines, the Stam, their sukkahs were built. Rav Shlomo points out that you're not allowed to get married on Yontif because Ein Ma'arv Simcha M'Simcha. So Rashi Tak is bothered by this question. And Rashi says it's talking about that they got married Erev Sukkot before Sukkot, so therefore you don't have the problem of the Ma'arv. I'm sorry?
Used to do that Erev Shabbos
Exactly. They did that in Yerushalayim for many years. In fact, there's still occasionally you still hear about things never by poor people.
My uncle Zucker got married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a lot of money.
Many people did it for financial reasons. Other people didn't. Okay, but anyway, Besung Maditaka got married before Sukkot, so that wasn't the issue. The issue was only the week of Sheva Brachas. Now, what is the Inyan Mishim Yichud? So, everybody, so let's see. There's a Rashi that explains Mishim Yichud. Rashi explains it beautifully. If you read Rashi, 6-7 lines on the bottom. Yom Mishim Yichud, Zuk Rashi. The Stam Sukkot Yo'oisim Begagwe Sein. In the years back, they didn't go and build their sukkahs in the chotzer, they build it on top of the roof. It's not easy to get up to the roof. After all, it's not the modern day construction of houses. To get to the roof, you had to go through a back staircase and a mitzvah and come and a rope and a rope and a rope. It wasn't easy. Maybe the chosin is going to have to go and use the facilities. He's going to have to leave the gat. It's not that they had a bathroom downstairs on the first floor. You had to go to an outhouse, a created outhouse to go. Sometimes you had to walk quite a distance. And he was noivis that during that period of time, he's not going to be there. The kal is going to be by yourself, and maybe one of his shushbinim. And chas v'sholom, there'll be an inyan of yichud. So therefore they said, no. You can't do a chuppah inside a sukkah, and therefore stay out of the sukkah. The gabi inyonim of chuppah during the 7 days. That was one reason of Abaye. Rav Avi Mishum Tzar Chosin. What is the Tzar Chosin over here? Tzar Chosin, that's the next Rashi. First wide line. Shehamakoim Tzar Upasuach. After all, the Chus and Kaler are becoming very friendly with one another, and they want to go and make jokes and this and that, whatever. Anyway, and the sukkah is open to the rabbim because of the fact that it only has 3 walls. Like the first Mishnah told us, you only need 3 walls for a sukkah. So it's open up to the rabbim. Anybody can go and see what they're doing. It's an aganze bizoy and aganze busha. Of course, the Mefarshim say that the second issue would not apply today because most of our sukkahs today have 4 walls. But min haTorah and midrabbanan, the tzar.
We can't have a crowd there.
Can't have a crowd. Good. My benai was a nafkimina. Ikibenai the shchichi inchi the nafki the ayli hasam. If you're talking about a situation with like a lot of shushbin, and we're not just talking one shushbin, there are a whole bunch of chevra over there. Lamandi amishim yichud lek. I don't have to worry about that the chusin has to go to the bathroom that he'll be misyachid with somebody. Because Baruch Hashem, Yankel Berel Shmer, Moishe Han, you know, the Gam Tishifte Kar, Ruben Shimon Levi, everybody's there. There's many people, so you don't have a problem of yichud. Lamandi amishim tzar chosin. That problem still remains because you have a sukkah which only has 3 walls, people can see in what's going on, so finished. Reb Zeira says, nevertheless, even though you're right, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. I know achli the sukkah, b'chodi b'chuppa. I did both together. The kolshkin, the chodli boy. You can imagine how happy I was to avin natarti that I was mekayim both the inyan of the chuppa and the sukkah. In other words, I wasn't makban all these things. I said, Rabbi Shishbin, and let's all go into the sukkah and we'll have the simcha of the chuppa and the simcha of the sukkah out at one time. And Baruch Hashem, everything worked out, and he was ecstatic. He was very happy. Tony Rabbanan, we'll just finish off one more shtickle. Gabi Chosin, Tony Rabbanan, Chosin Bashishbin, Bechobin, Echuppa, Peturman, Atfila, they parted from davening. Says Rashi, why they parted from davening? Debaye Kavona, you have to mischavin in davening. They're also parted in Hatfilin, says Rashi, because when you have the week of Sheva Brachis, Shchicha, Shikros, Vekalis, Roish, after all, people are drinking to be merry, and as a result, is Kalis Roish, they cannot wear tefillin with the proper COVID rush that tefillin requires. The chayov and mikrishma, and they are still mechuyev and krishma. The why they still mechuyev and krishma says Rashi, because the ganze din of real kavana you have to have the first pasuk Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, V'yahavta. After, of course, you should have kavana throughout the whole krishma. The one that's really ma'akiv is the beginning. So the hope and the expectation is that they'll be able to be mischaven at least for those 10 seconds, 15 seconds for the beginning of krishma. So chayav mikrishma.
So which krishma are you talking about? Shachas.
Well, whatever is in the gear. I mean, if they're getting together at
the suit at night,
right? So that's Krishma Shalaila. So then the Krishma Shalaila.
Is that about Tefillin at night?
No, Tefillin at night. No,
we're probably talking in the morning.
Well, the gaze of the Tefillin is certainly talking in the morning. And the Krishma could be.
Like
it could be. They're
party.
Yeah, exactly. Mishum Rav Shila Amru, top of the Amru, Mishum Rav Shila Amru, Chosan Potter, he is Potter Mikrishma because he started. He's talking the Oisim HaMitzvah. But all the other Shishbinim, Chobnei Achupa Dechayyovim, because in such a case, we don't go and say Oisim HaMitzvah, look at the top Rashi, Mishum Rav Shila Amru, Chosan Potter Mikrishma, the Torit, Vishar Bnei Chupa, they're all Chayyovim, for less than the Hadi Tanoi, Oisim HaMitzvah, Potter Mikrishma, because if you hold Oisim HaMitzvah, I'm busy the whole time, and I'm Samech, the Chusim, sorry? Nishal Shikris, push it. Exactly, even if they don't.
It's for some, because
you missed
the
mission.
But the mission that, in Brooklyn, we had a mission of the people that came to Labaya, the people that were outside, they changed over.
In rotation.
So obviously, the people that were outside, you were able, they were part of the Labaya, mm-hmm. but they were outside, so there was no. Mm-hmm. So here's Master Fakir.
Yeah. They didn't have that rotation. Everybody was being smeg all at once.
And here is Master Fakir. Here is Master Fakir. That they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
especially if they're all shikin, they're serving the meal. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Mitchell, we'll continue tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock sharp. Brocha v'atzlocha, zaki ben shwan and all. Oh, it won't be sharp because the A is a long laning. So by the time we finish davening and laning, it'll probably be 8.02, 8.03, 8.05. We'll try to start at 8 o'clock, but maybe a couple minutes. This is, I'm talking for the Zoom people. Zaki ben